Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we're joined by the director of the Knoxville Public Library, Rosalind Thompson, to talk about all the upcoming events this summer at the Knoxville Public Library. Got a lot of things going on this summer. I know the summer kids program just kicked off just recently, and you know, kids are taking advantage. They're off school now, but you do have a lot of different events, not just for kids, but also for adults and stuff. Take us through some of the things you got going on this summer.
Yesterday was the first day of summer reading program, and actually we had more than 200 people sign up for it. So we're really excited, but we do want to emphasize that the summer reading program is not just for kids, but it's open to also teens and adults. And in June and July, we do have a lot of things coming up geared towards kids, of course, but also towards adults. For instance, we have the DIY coming up on the second Tuesday of this month, and they will do some rock painting at 6 o'clock. On the 24th, we just booked this person to come, so we didn't get it on the calendar, but on the 24th of June at 1:30, we will have a lady coming from Minnesota, and she will bring about 100 aprons that she will show to us, and we can actually, it's interactive, so we can actually touch and look at the aprons, and she will talk about styles and fabrics, and it's a nostalgic piece about aprons. And it's called Remembering the Apron at 1:30 on the 24th.
And now I know you got something coming up, tomorrow, actually?
Yes, we are very excited because Knoxville's name got chosen to have Dan Wardell come. Dan is a very, very energetic person on public TV, and I think the kids will be familiar with him, but he's coming to Knoxville, and it's tomorrow at 10:30. And we expect a big crowd, so it will actually be at the gym in this building.
So now I guess, you know, when it comes to all the events and things you got going on, one thing I want to know, and I think parents always want to know, is there anything they have to do? Do they have to sign? Do they have to be signed up for the reading program? Do they have to be signed up for certain things, or can they just come show up here at the East Elementary building and be a part of these events?
So everyone can, all of the programs are free and open to everybody, and you do not have to be registered for the summer reading program to come to all of the activities. There are a few of the activities that require pre-registration. For example, we have the Grout Museum coming from Waterloo, and they're bringing the Star Lab. It's a dome where they will have kids go inside, and you will actually see the night star and the stars in the sky. And so they have to register for that. And then when the Blank Park Zoo comes, they can register for that too. And that will be in July. So just make sure that you register for that. And if it's full, we'll put you on a wait list and we'll give you a call.
What do they got to do to register?
All they have to do is come to the library and just give a name, tell us what grade you are going into, and you will get a reading log depending on which category you fall under. And then, for example, the little kids have to read like 15 minutes each day, or however, you know, they put a sticker down for 15 minutes of reading. And when you're done with the reading log, just turn that in and you'll get a prize. And for adults, you read like 4 books in different categories and turn in the reading log for a prize.
And I know you have something about trivia coming up.
Oh, you know, I love trivia. I'm a big fan of Jeopardy, and we have been offering trivia nights at the library, and the next one coming up is June 13th at 6 o'clock. So come along, bring a team if you want, or we'll match you up with some others to form a team.
Is there a certain type of trivia, certain people we can kind of study up beforehand, or is it just everything and everything like Jeopardy?
It's everything. It's everything. You know, just we don't want to make it too hard. We want to make it fun. But come over and play trivia with us.
I guess my last little question is, you know, when it comes to that stuff too, does anybody have to be a Knoxville Public Library card holder, or is it anybody in the public?
Anybody can come to all of the programs. We just offer that to the community, and we really want to see a lot of people come.
Is there anything else that you want people in Knoxville and the surrounding area to know that's going on this summer at the Knoxville Public Library?
Yes. Now, we want to complete the summer reading program in this building before we move over to our new building. And so the last program is July 11th, and then you turn in your log, and then we'll pack up and get ready to move. We're really very excited about being back in our new space.
One question. What are you most excited to see when it comes to the new building?
Oh my gosh, the space, the furniture, it'll be beautiful. The meeting rooms, study rooms, the teen area will be gorgeous. And I think a lot of people will appreciate the drive-up book drop that is open in the alley, so they can just drive up and drop off the books.
Thanks to Knoxville Public Library Director Rosalind Thompson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at kniakrls.com.